Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show.
Well, Omaha World Herald is reporting that Mutual of Omaha is maybe looking to move their headquarters to another area of town. So thankfully not leaving, but they won't go far. According to Mutual of Omaha's CEO, the company's new headquarters would be near the current 33rd and Dodge location, but they didn't specify exactly where. And Nebraska is still one of up to a dozen states in the running for a $1.6 billion Toyota and Mazda assembly plant. The car maker wants to build a 4,000 employee complex somewhere in the U.S. The Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce's CEO is telling the Omaha World Herald that Omaha is definitely on the list of potential sites.
So I guess they've been secretly checking out sites.
Ooh. Okay, looking.
We got a lot of states to compete with.
Yeah.
Be great if we got it, though. I mean, have we ever had an auto plant?
I don't think we have.
I mean, there's like, what, a Kawasaki plant? Do we have like a, was there ever a...
I think back in the day, the Ford building.
Going way back.
That's way back, so...
But, I mean, it can happen. I mean, the way they do assembly lines now, I feel like, you know, I mean, they've popped up in other areas outside of Detroit. Like, you know, Michigan no longer corners the market on having the assembly lines. I mean, Kentucky has gotten them, Indiana.
Didn't we try and get a BMW one here a while ago?
I feel like we have. But I don't know, 4,000 jobs.
That'd be pretty sweet here.
So, yeah, back in the day, the Omaha Ford Motor Company assembly plant, 16 years of operation and employed 1,200 people.
Wow.
But it was also the 1920s.
It was a century ago. yesterday, Douglas County judge reversed Terrence Bud Crawford's conviction and 90-day jail sentence for property damage.
Man, he got two wins in a week.
Mm-hmm. Prosecutors say that the boxing champ, his disorderly conduct conviction was upheld. Prosecutors accused the boxing champ damaging a hydraulic lift at a North Omaha body shop back in April of 2016 after he was upset about work being done on his car. The judge ruled that there was lack of evidence to show that he was one who caused the damage.
Me or you showing up to get your car from the auto place, and then the guy walks out with a greasy rag, you know, wiping his hands. He's like, yeah, your car ain't ready. It's up on the lift.
Then you leave.
Most of us all have to leave.
All of us leave, yeah.
But Crawford, man, he's got his crew. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to go get it.
Yeah. Take it down.
Excuse me.
Get it.
I mean, there was a sort of a disagreement. He's saying the guy was supposed to have his car ready.
Supposed to be ready, and I think...
And then it was sort of like, pay me.
Exactly.
And that's, you get your car.
That's what it was. Well, he got his car.
Well, he's getting his time back, too.
I mean, I would be, if I had his boxing skills...
What would you do?
I'd be dead. I'd be dead by now. You know, I would be challenging people
all the time.
And the thing about Bud is he's a little guy, so I could see people being dumb enough.
Yeah.
You know, if he's got like his hoodie on,
I bet that happens.
To smart off to that guy.
Probably.
And then you're picking your teeth
off
the floor.
Think about that. Yeah, because they're going to want to get some kind of, you know.
And I would enjoy that. That's why I would be dead, because I would be the guy that would be like, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I'm about.
And you smack him.
To, you know, cave his nose in.
Mm-hmm. I like
so
the
someone would have to stab me with a beer bottle. I'd be dead.
You would.
I'd be dead.
I'd have to bail you out all the time. A memory.
Fighting Irish.
No, you'd be like, oh, Jeff died two decades ago.
I think it would be awesome because you'd come to work with black eyes all the time and, you know, reeking of booze.
No, I wouldn't have any black eyes.
No, I guess you're right.
If you had Crawford's?
Crusty, you'd have Crawford. You'd have big knuckles, though. It'd be almost Popeye-ish. It'd be great, yeah.
Man.
I mean, this is...
God knows who gets what gifts, I think, right?
Right.
What
right?
gifts do I have? What gifts do you have? Oh, geez. The gift of gab.
The gift of gab.
The gift of gab. This weekend, tonight, Friday Night Lights. High school football, though, we got a little taste of it last night. Bellevue West, it was a pretty amazing game for one Bellevue West player, Joe Dolnicek. He beat the class. He broke the class A record, 7 touchdown passes. They beat Papio South 55-37 at Papio.
So 7 touchdowns. And the last time you guys heard Joe's name was when he was leading the team to the state title last November.
Okay. All right.
He's a senior now, but last year as a junior, people might have forgot that because all the talk was about the running back, Jalen Bradley.
Yeah, yeah.
But Joe started that state championship game with a broken right throwing hand.
I remember
he broke
that.
He shattered his right hand in the semifinal win. The doctors said we can't clear you.
Oh, and he played anyway.
He stopped practicing, wrapped the hand, just plugged ibuprofen, went into that game and threw for the first time with a broken right hand. And they won state last year over Omaha North 43-6. The coach after the game was like, "Yeah, Jalen Bradley was amazing, but this Joe, that was like a Disney movie. Who at that age mans up and plays with a shattered right hand?" So this is him coming back in the first game this year, ranked number 2, and he sets the record with 7 passing touchdowns.
He's a man boy.
He's a man boy.
Tonight you can. There's a lot more going on tonight, right?
You ended up Broadway.
It got a little bit theatric. Prep plays at Westside.
And that's going to be on Cox 1013, right?
Yes. Who does Burke play? Do you have that? I suppose I look it up.
We'll look it up.
Okay.
I only focus on my school.
Mine. And then there's going to be some college football, not Nebraska Huskers, but it is a taste, a little teaser if you want to test out your tailgate. There are about 5 college football games this Saturday, and they're like all over. Like there's one team that's playing down in Sydney, Australia, and another one out in Hawaii. I mean, so they're getting all over the place. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Dundee Day is Saturday.
Party Central at Burke.
Okay.
All Central right. at Burke. Okay. Dundee Day is when? 8:30?
8:30 tomorrow morning, Sunday, Saturday, August 26th. You know, they've got the Dundee Run.
They have an Undy Run there at the Dundee Days?
Yes.
Wow, that is a twist of the tongue.
I know, the Rundy Undy Run. It's at 8:30 tomorrow, and then they've got like the pancake breakfast and all that stuff. But then bands, that's the cool thing. They've got the big beer garden. They closed down Underwood, and it's
fun. If you've never done it, go, and it's fun for the family as well.
Wind speeds for hurricane.
That's true.
Wind speeds for Hurricane Harvey are stepping up 110 miles an hour, gaining strength. That's the status. Forecasters are saying that the powerful Category 2 storm is headed to Texas with what could be life-threatening rainfall. They're saying that it could dump as much as 3 feet of rain on some areas. Harvey is forecast to build up to a Category 3 hurricane. And what that's going to mean for us locally, in addition to maybe some of the fallout weather later, but gas prices. Omaha gas prices haven't gone up in a while, but we could be seeing some impact at the pump because they've had to close down all the refineries off the Texas and Louisiana coasts. So they're shutting down till the storm blows through. So that could be an impactful moment for all of us. It's interesting. Military planes are taking shelter from the hurricane. They got to get those out of the area.
Yeah.
So there's like a bunch of military bases that they're going to. And Nebraska's Task Force 1 has been activated. They're going down there to help with the...
The last hurricane to make landfall in Texas was Ike in 2008, and 21 people died. The original, the Texans down there explained that the original, like, big city was Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
Galveston's about 45 minutes by car from, like, Houston. Like, I'll fly in and drive. But the original beautiful was Galveston, and Galveston got wiped out by a hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, like, really? It pushed everything off the island, killed everybody on the island. They were like, you know what? Let's make Houston up. Let's make Houston in Houston and not here in Galveston.
Yeah. That's the big thing is that a lot of those coastal communities, they're on those little islands, those little barrier islands. And those are the ones people are evacuating. They're calling on, you know, people to get out. I mean, for people who are hunkering down, obviously, get what you can. But I think the big thing is like, get out if you can. Amazon Prime members could soon be getting special discounts at Whole Foods. It's all part of Amazon buying up Whole Foods. That deal closes on Monday, and they say lower prices at Whole Foods could start as early as Monday on a selection of the best-selling grocery staples. But this is like the big, you know, the big one thing that's happening. I mean, yesterday there was news that Google and Walmart have teamed up. Now it's Amazon and Whole Foods. There can only be one. Who will win in this Highlander of internet and
and the food delivery and all that crap?
No kidding.
Yeah, I can't figure out how Walmart is doing it. Remember, I said there was like these two leather seats, and I asked, can I sit there? And they're like, that's for people who are waiting on their food.
Right.
But then I saw someone. Then there's this big, giant black thing, like a cylinder type thing. That opens up, apparently, and there's a computer screen. I guess you somehow do something, and then it shows up, and it's... And then you take it. I don't understand.
So you walk
what's
through
happening.
The store, instead of with a cart, you walk through the store and go, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that,
I'm
want that.
I'm not sure how this
or
is
Or you
working.
Order it online.
I think you order it online.
And then you show up and you wait in the delivery center, and somebody basically goes and shops for your food.
Yeah, and then throws it in this black
puts
cylinder
it on the conveyor
thing.
Belt. Yeah. I mean, there used to be...
It's weird. You're done, call us.
Not Cabela's. What's the local sporting goods store?
Oh gosh, you had to ask.
You're a terrible person.
Canfield's.
Canfield's.
Canfield's. Yes.
So Canfield's there on Center Street. There okay. used to be a store nearby there back in the day, and I think it was called like Z, something with a Z, and it was brief. I remember if you grew up in Omaha, it had a conveyor belt.
Okay.
It didn't work. It was an experiment, but it was a big deal at the time. And when you went shopping, you just walked around and you somehow tagged all the stuff you wanted. And then when you got to the checkout line, you handed them the thing, and then somebody went and had to grab all that stuff.
I remember hearing about that. Okay.
And it came up on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the line was a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was like
waiting.
You took out the process of somebody grabbing the products, and then now we all wait in a line where somebody went back and got all that stuff.
Yeah, that gets.
And it did come out on a conveyor belt. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
I wonder if that's kind of what the idea is with the Walmart thing. I can't get it yet. I'm trying to figure it out.
I mean, we're all lazy, and I like
automation.
I like convenience, but what is convenience? I never feel like waiting is convenience.
No,
right.
I don't know. I think it's just too lazy. It really is. Wylene has mentioned many a times about getting the service, that having them deliver. I'm like, well, I kind of want to do it.
The elderly.
Right? Yeah, the elderly.
You know,
absolutely.
We see sweet old ladies at the grocery store, and you're like, that's where. If they could afford it, you need the old school bag boy.
Yeah.
Right.
To go run and grab all your groceries and put it in a cart. I mean, back in the day, I was a grocery store clerk, and sometimes you needed stuff to do.
Yeah.
But all they had us do is bag groceries at the checkout lane and go get carts.
That's it.
And then clean up an aisle four.
Clean up an aisle four.
Because Party dropped the pickles.
Yeah. What? And that's not a metaphor.
And a jar of lube. Yeah. Dropping the pickles.
What does that mean? You're like, don't worry about
somebody
it.
Somebody dropped the pickles in aisle four.
Whoops.
Dude, get a mop. Yeah. ASAP. You guys got to shut down aisle four, man.
Yes,
I'm telling
situation.
You, we got a broken arrow.
Apple's 10th anniversary, you know, that was the big thing this year, the smartphone. Well, the iPhone 8 is reportedly going to come out next month. Baby, start saving your pennies and your dollars now, because reportedly this new iPhone is going to set you back about $1,000. The latest model of the original smartphone will be priced around $999. The iPhone 8 will have the long-rumored face scanner. It'll replace the fingerprint reader to secure unlocking mobile devices. There's also talk about wireless charging. That's going to be the new thing. The word is that the iPhone 8 is being released the second weekend in September. So we're not that far out.
God, I feel like I don't do anything with my phone but take pictures every now and then, some video, and then...
Right.
The same old apps I've had since day one. Am I doing something wrong?
No, I
mean,
it's just
money for the phone and don't do anything with it.
Everybody used to do that. Every week you're like, what app am I missing? There was almost FOMO. Mm-hmm. I used to experience app FOMO.
Okay.
Like, what app is out there that's going to change my life? And then the malaise sets in of going, none of these little tabs in my phone have made my life any better.
No. Right.
I've done the push-up ones. I've done exercise one. I mean, I've done them all. And I'm like, nothing fills
Well, what Molly's saying is don't give up.
Yeah.
No, don't. There's still more apps that we could all not know how to. Well, and then I just saw an article about apps that usually cost you are now free. So Apple does this. They'll release everyone. They're having like an app sale right now. And some of them are pretty cool. Like some are where you can make your iPhone a keyboard for your Mac. There's some where it's like fun games and things like that, like other like little things that you can do. But the App Store is having like a big sale right now. Some things like apps that usually cost a couple
bucks. I'm sure the public library is looking right at all of us and saying, we've been here the whole time. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you could maximize your potential if you used the resource that is called a giant warehouse of books and learning. Not going to do that, are you?
It's at this library thing he plays.
It's not a convenience thing. It's you're lazy.
Yeah. You're lazy.
What? Lazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Streaming. No. I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet. I listen online all the time. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right. 402-938-9400. Make sure you check us out on Facebook as well. Hello, who's this? Hello? I guess that's a hello, and I'm not there. Are you there, dear? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? What can we do for you?
Oh, Jeff was talking about that store that was, he was trying to remember the store with the conveyor belt. It was called Service Merchandise.
Yeah, that's what somebody else said. Service Merchandise.
That's interesting.
Okay, I do remember.
Do you remember, did you ever get drugged there to go shopping? I just remember my dad taking me there.
Oh, we went there all the time.
And it was like a catalog place, like you pre-ordered or something?
Really?
Yeah, I remember we got like a stereo. You get anything there. You get a stereo there, you get food. I mean, it was everything.
So they're ahead of the curve, just not at the right time.
Yeah.
Except for the conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm. Service Merchandise. And then the stuff came out on a conveyor belt. It was weird. I vividly remember that as a kid, standing there and waiting. And then now knowing my dad, who I'm the same way, I remember my dad just losing it. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, I love your dad.
Oh, yeah, seeing the holes in the operation and being like, this is a joke.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing. We appreciate your call.
Hey, I'm sitting here with my 7th grade students. Can you give them a shout-out?
Yeah, why don't you do it? Give them a shouty.
Go ahead. Well, I'm sitting here looking at them. They want you to say hi to them.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
They're sitting here.
What's up, students?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, students. Listen to your teachers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, dear. Have a good day.
Old Service Merchandise. It does have a Wikipedia page.
It does.
Service Merchandise was a retailer chain of catalog showrooms carrying fine jewelry, toys, sporting goods, and electronics that I guess went out of business in 2002.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know. I thought I remembered that it was over off of 84th and Center. But
I remember the name, but I never went. I think that's where the rich people went. No, I just don't remember ever going.
My buddy Joe says he remembered one at 130th and Center, Service Merchandise. But Molly, you got no recollection?
I have a recollection of the name of it, but I don't remember going to
it. So the reason why I was thinking it was like a Zales or there was a Z is it had a diamond in the logo.
Oh.
It was the Service Merchandise was folded kind of into a diamond. It looked very 80s.
It is.
It looks like the font is very Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Which is
like the total in the 80s where they thought, like in the 1980s, everybody thought the future had been actualized. Like nothing could get more future than now.
Right.
Like we've done everything. Yeah. Things now come out on conveyor belts and that's it.
Yeah.
It's space
from Boca
travel.
Raton. That's where the headquarters is. Boca Raton, Florida.
It was the headquarters.
Oh,
still
I guess,
is,
sorry. Or, it's, yeah. No, it ceased operations in 2002. I was reading down. You were reading. I was reading with you.
You're on a hot tub time machine.
I was scanning for my name.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I was looking
scanning for my name.
For pictures.
Yeah.
And it didn't have any. Yeah, it's sadly bankruptcy for the Diamond Merchant Service Merchandise.
All right. 402-938-9400. Your high day going to be about 81. Rain to forecast. All right. So coming up next here after we have to hit the spots real fast, we're going to spin you the brand new Taylor Swift. All right. It's called Look What You Made Me Do. Just broke last night, actually. And yeah, you kind of hearing it first right here. So make sure you stay here. We will play it for you in its whole.
Yeah. Lyrically, it's getting some buzz because people are like, it's dark. She sounds kind of angry. She's talking about somebody she's mad at. She makes a reference to the old her, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now because she's dead.
Oh, that's nasty. All right, we're going to play the whole song here coming up in about 4 minutes. So stay here. We got celebrity news coming up after, though. What's that, Molly?
Lady Gaga teasing her new Netflix documentary. We'll give you the details on that. And Buzz, Gwen Stefani leaving The Voice for another show.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
All right, 7:40. All right, welcome to the show. All right, what broke last night was Taylor Swift's brand new song, her first single off her album coming out in November. The album's called Reputation, and this is called, what is it called, Jeff? Look What You Made Me Do. All right, here it is. It's brand new music from Taylor Swift on Channel 94. It's The Big Party Show.
Tilted stage, the role you made me play, the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime, how you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on, another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. But I got smarter, I got harder. What you made me do, look what you just made me do, look what you just made me do, look what you made me do, look what you made me do, look what you just made me do, look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. She's dead. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Do look what you just made me do.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
That was new music from Taylor Swift. Look What You Made Me Do. If you didn't know that was the name of the song, she says a few hundred times. you won't forget after listening to it a couple times. So
she's mad at somebody.
Yeah. She's obviously mad at somebody. It's a new sound for her. And I guess Taylor Swift is dead, the old one, you know, so.
It's sort of a East-West,
dark stuff,
East-West,
yeah.
East versus West Coast rap.
Yeah.
Bad Boy versus Death Row Records.
Uh-huh.
Katy Perry versus Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. I guess she might be performing this weekend at the VMAs.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, the Mighty is what? Surprise performance? I mean, yeah. I would assume, why wouldn't she?
I know.
Right.
Come out, headline that thing, and maybe that's the thing, that it's the secret.
Yeah. But I think everybody...
Is that legit?
Yeah, there's no confirmation, but I mean, everybody's like, well, the timing is pretty interesting. I mean, so this weekend there could be, I mean, she takes the stage and decides to go ahead and perform this live, come out of her quiet solitude. You know, she scrubbed all of her social media back in the spring.
Yeah.
Went radio silent for a long time and then now has come back and this
That's
is
her
what
mode.
She's brought us.
She's almost like a stand-up comedian where she spends a ton of time on new material. And then when she's polished it and she's proud of it, she wants to take it out on the road and do it until she's done with it. And then it's dead.
That's dead, yeah.
And then she goes in the studio and reinvents herself. And when she's, you know, got it, I'm sure now you can't wait to get out your new weapons and perform them live, you know.
Oh, yes. You bet.
Ooh. All right. Katy Perry, you better be scared.
Mm-hmm. She's coming for you. So celebrity news sponsored by Pinos Palette. See the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun. So Taylor Swift isn't the only one that got something that they're dropping. Lady Gaga teased a little something yesterday. She's got a new documentary. It's called Gaga 5'2", and it's going to premiere on Netflix September 22nd. And it's apparently a very, you know, raw behind the scenes look at Lady Gaga. She dropped a couple little audio teases and then like one video tease of some of the things that'll be included. The video tease is her in a doctor's office talking about how she's been having this facial pain. And so it seems like really serious. I don't know. They're setting up this tray with all these injectables. And I don't know what the deal is.
Like
but
Botox type stuff?
Looks like that. But it seems like she's at the doctor's office for something else. Like she must have like nerve damage or something. I mean, I know that she had that operation a while back, but I don't know what this has to do. But I watched the video. I mean, I listened to all the clips and I watched the video. One of them is a telephone call. She's on the phone with somebody named Brandon and she's crying about how she's always alone. You know, she's like, I go from everyone touching me all day, everyone talking at me all day, then to total silence. And she's like, and I'm completely alone. And you can, I mean, she's crying. She's obviously like upset about it. It's like overwhelming. Then there's this video of her behind the scenes at the Super Bowl. Lady Gaga being taken up onto the, like the roof. Remember
but
how that was?
Jumped.
Mm-hmm.
She did her little staged fake dive.
Terrible jump, yeah.
And then the teasing, the other big tease is her.
Awful.
For which it stands.
For America.
she's what?
You're like
say?
A cat, man.
The Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah. And liberty for all.
Liberty?
For all.
It was like, all right, you guys need to do take two on that one.
Or the three, memes. Or four.
The memes
so this
on that were great.
And it showed her going up and what? She's like very alone on the...
Yeah, so it was four different pieces. One was the doctor's office. One was the phone call, which that was just audio. One was video showing her being taken up like by the flying cords up mm-hmm. to the top of the deal. And then the fourth one was video, and it's her talking about her beef with Madonna. And so it teases what? Just as she's about to get to it. Well, you know, she and Madonna have had, you know, she's been compared to Madonna, and Madonna's right. been like, thanks for stealing all my stuff.
Well, and where can we see this documentary?
It's going to be on Netflix, September 22nd.
All right. So she's very sort of alone at the top, or the isolation of fame.
Yes.
But wouldn't you say that she has reached every goal that she ever wanted to be? I mean, she
wanted to be an actress.
Won a Golden Globe as an actress and said that this is what I always really wanted to do, that the music was just supposed to be a ladder step to get to an actress. So
what's next?
Despite fame isolating you, she still is happy, right? I would think you got everything you know, you want. Careful what you wish for.
I think that's exactly it, Jeff. Careful what you wish for, because I mean, that is the deal. Everybody wants to get to fame, and you feel like, you know, everybody, and that is, I mean, what she's saying sounds pretty accurate to what fame probably is like. Everybody's touching you all day, talking at you all day, and then you seal that door and you're back to just being yourself.
See, I mean, kids, look at that. Mm-hmm. Aim low. How about a goal like endless all-you-can-eat wings?
You've obtained that
That's
goal.
That's an attainable goal.
$10, right? It was $10, wasn't it?
$10. We can make that happen.
Yes.
I'm just saying, sometimes lower the expectation.
That always helps. And Gwen Stefani, she is currently one of the main members of The Voice. Her team is competing. Well, she's admitted that she might be considering leaving the show to go judge American Idol.
Really?
Yeah, I guess she did an interview with E! News, and she said, you never know what could happen. You just never know.
I stopped kind of watching The Voice because of her and Blake. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Too much of a couple.
Too much of a
couple. Oh, really? Are they too cute? Are they too cute for you?
It's not cute. It's like, it's gross. It's the gross couple, and it's just, it doesn't stop.
Do they ever compete against each other? Like, and then they're like, no, you.
I
no, your
tell
team.
You.
Okay. I just didn't I know if there was any no, of that kind the, of.
No, they are a cute couple. I think they're a good, will be a great couple. It's just a little too much. You know, oh, look, she's the best in the world. It's like, oh, shut up.
I think your girlfriend, Wylene, is adorable. I think you guys are a very cute couple.
Same mean.
We're in the pool in Mexico, and Party's going, are you a fashion model? Are you a movie star? That's what he's saying to Wylene.
Stop it.
Even Wylene is like, okay, maybe save that for the hotel room. There's people here. You did, dude. You kept doing it. Maybe it was the drinks.
It was the drinks, my friend.
It was vacation.
Oh, no.
And I thought I was talking to a movie star.
Yeah, it was. You were like, are you a fashion model? Are you a...
All right, so I was blanking it.
Hollywood star. Yeah. Well, I think you were like performing for the Springfield listeners. Because there were like six of us in the pool around.
Oh, really? Oh,
I was trying to swim away.
That's what's weird, Jeff, is because I didn't realize anyone else was there but just her
that's
and I.
That's the thing. You had
the tunnel vision. That's how Blake and Gwen are. They don't realize that they're on national television.
Note to self. Come on. Tone it down.
Eight
beers in is right. Are you a model, Jeff?
That should be the name.
No.
Of your biography.
Eight beers in.
But I'm almost feeling like eight is too low a number.
Well, that's how I got started.
It's either I'll do one more,
I'll
the
do
big
one
party
more.
Story, or...
Just another.
10 beers in.
Yeah.
I'll do one more. I'll do one more. And that's the thing. He's always playing with his hat. Throws his hat on the table. He's got his hat on and he throws it on the table. He's like, all right, I'll do one more.
That'll
and
then be on your gravestone. Like any waitress who's ever met Party could tell you, you hear... I'll do one more.
Yes, I know.
That was 16 Michelob Ultras ago.
I don't know where that comes from. I just, you know, for some reason, I think that's it.
You should just say right at the start, I'll do one more and keep bringing one more until I say stop.
Okay.
I'll do one more. I'll do one more. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, so some of the producers are saying they're not, you know, some producers are now denying a Taylor Swift performance.
Okay.
But she's nominated for an award, so you expect her to be there to accept it. We're assuming if she wins with her duet with Zayn, for I Don't Want to Live Forever. So if she's there to show up for an award, you would wonder if you would think if you're a producer...
Okay, maybe that was.
But I don't know if you can make a decision that last minute because it upstages the people you booked.
Yeah.
Especially when one of them is Katy Perry.
Katy, who's like hosting.
Who's hosting.
MTV loves drama.
Right. Live performances that are guaranteed. Miley, Eddie Sheeran, Fifth Harmony, Lorde, The Weeknd, 30 Seconds to Mars, Shawn Mendes, Katy Perry. And it is Sunday night. At 7 p.m. MTV. I'd just DVR that.
Okay, yeah, DVR for sure. I heard Miley's bringing a 70-year-old transvestite.
Oh.
Yes.
Always brings it. Don't you remember she brought that one guy that was like homeless?
Yeah.
I mean, so she's always been very...
I never know what to bring to Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll even suggest wine or a pie.
She'd bring a transvestite.
A 7-year-old transvestite.
70-year-old transvestite.
70, not seven.
70.
Seven zero.
The stories.
so funny.
Love you guys.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Stop into Hardee's, where sausage and egg biscuits are two for just $2.50. Savory sausage and egg on a buttery made-from-scratch biscuit. That's two for $2.50. Get them while they're hot, only at Hardee's.
Buy one, get one continues at Edwards Kia. That's right. Buy a new 2017 Kia Sorento and you can lease a new 17 Kia Forte or Optima at no additional charge. The Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality 2 out of 3 years in a row. Don't need two Kias? Lease one 17 Kia Forte LX, the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality for just $149 per month with zero down. Plus, get paid to trade. Bring your trade into Edwards Kia and get paid good money for it. As always, Edwards' low price promise means you'll get an amazingly low price up front, and now two for the price of one. Buy a new Sorento and get a new Forte or Optima at no additional charge. Buy one, get one at Edwards Kia.
Price, protection, peace of mind.
It pays to cross the bridge.
To Edwards Kia, I-80 Lake Mano, exit Council Bluffs, and online at edwardskia.net.
36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year with zero down. First payment due at signing, security deposit waived, tax title license extra on all vehicles with approved credit. All rebates to dealer, see dealer for details. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Offer ends 8/31/17.
Heading to Kansas City? Then come stay with Clay. Clay offers accommodations to suit any taste. Live it up in a casino hotel, camp at Smithville Lake, or kick back at a relaxing bed and breakfast. Next time you head to Kansas City, come stay with Clay. Go to visitclaymo.com to plan your trip. That's visitclaymo.com. Produced in cooperation with the Missouri Division of Tourism. Looking for the perfect match for your next getaway? Then get away with Clay. Clay offers thrilling adventures for the whole family. Ride a roller coaster at Worlds of Fun. Go kayaking on Smithville Lake. Or try your hand at pickleball. Next time you head to Kansas City, get away with Clay. Go to visitclaymo.com to plan your trip. That's visitclaymo.com. Produced in cooperation with the Missouri Division of Tourism.
Access a bank near home.
Oh, speaking of homes, access a dream home.
Access a bank near work.
Speaking of work, access opportunity to be your own boss.
Access a bank rooted in our community.
Speaking of community, access ways to make a difference. Access Bank is bigger and better than ever before. We've been named Best Business Bank by B2B Omaha Magazine 4 years in a row and given the 2017 Business Excellence Award by the Greater Omaha Chamber. See why at accessbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dust off the baseball mitt because it's time to play some ball. Summer League Baseball is back in Omaha. Of course, it's not all about who scores the most runs. It's about having fun with your team, getting your glove dirty, and showing a little hustle here and there. Whether you're playing out at Lamp Park or at Anderson Field, stop by your local Senex on the way to the ball field for cold drinks and post-game snacks. Play ball. Powered locally at Senex.
It's 2:30 and they're sick. I'll never get them into the doctor today.
You can when you call Boys Town Same Day Pediatrics.
His throat is so red, and it's a holiday.
We're here 7 days a week, evenings and holidays too.
Got us in.
Same Day Pediatrics is not an urgent care center, but a real pediatric clinic for all Omaha kids. When they're sick, you can count on us to be here.
Experience the brand new Turner Park Night Market Friday, August 25th, 6 to 10 p.m. Music, food, fun, and free admission. This is how we do summer. MidtownCrossing.com.
Visit Lanahan Nurseries on August 25th, 26th, and 27th for our annual summer trim down. Enjoy price cuts of 2017's best products, including trees, plant material, pottery, and home decor at Lanahan Nurseries, 192nd and West Center.
KQCH Omaha.
KQCH HD1 Omaha.
Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Are you looking to host a birthday party, meeting, corporate team building, or bachelor party? 88 Tactical's state-of-the-art indoor and outdoor facilities offer multiple rooms and spaces for rent. Our group events can include rappelling, self-defense, and shooting courses. For more info, visit 88tactical.com.
I'll
trust you cause your diet cover you as you desire. When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything.
I will be right by your side. If I can't find your aisle, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be back here.
Rub your feet, your hands, your legs. Let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything.
I will be right by your side. If I can't find your aisle, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be back here.
Well, there's talk that Mutual of Omaha could be moving their headquarters, not out of town, just to another area of the city.
Oh, it's more than talk. It's been in the works for a while.
Right.
They own all the land, and they're developing all those buildings.
Okay.
But what do you do with that big, I mean, it's that iconic building that they've got.
They hold on to it. It's just they transfer, you know, they're moving things over. I think that building's really old, and I think the guts of it are kind of a mess.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I just feel like that's such an iconic building, you know, there. Yeah. So
yeah, you hold on to it. You keep it almost like a figurehead landmark.
Yeah.
They don't tear it
but
down.
But you start, you know, segueing into newer buildings, state-of-the-art stuff. Like, you know, they're flipping the old National Indemnity building. Warren Buffett's, you know, that's quickly. It's neat watching what they do to those buildings down there. They repurpose them. They tear them down while they're still standing, but they don't blow them up anymore. You save the guts. You save the bones of buildings. So it looks like they're starting to come down as fast as they're going back up.
Yeah.
You know, new windows, new exteriors, new, I guess, probably electronics and internals. A lot of those old buildings probably aren't up to code anymore.
Probably not. I mean, they're old.
Yeah, the infrastructure, like the internals. So this is, the new headquarters would still stay near the current one there at 33rd and Dodge. And there's talk that Nebraska could be in the running, along with a dozen other states, for a $1.6 billion Toyota and Mazda assembly plant. That could mean 4,000 jobs if the complex were to come here. It's not a short list, but it is the short list of the states that they're considering. And Nebraska is said to be on it.
One of 15 states in contention.
So it could be, we could be getting that.
So we need to send a fruit basket to Toyota and Mazda?
Steaks. Mm-hmm. Some steaks.
Some steaks.
Yeah. Some Omaha steaks. Send them that and be like, look what you could have all the time. If you were here, we've got the best steaks. Wind speeds 110 miles an hour and they're gaining strength. That's the status of Hurricane Harvey this morning. It's in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say that the powerful Category 2 storm is headed toward Texas, could ramp up to a Category 3. And they're talking about life-threatening rainfall, as much as 3 feet of rain in some areas. New Orleans now is facing possible flooding because of the hurricane. I guess New Orleans is bracing for 10 inches of rain or more this weekend.
Yeah,
and Houston, the drainage systems could be overrun.
And you know, we know that New Orleans and stuff is below the water level. Houston's pretty flat too.
Mm-hmm.
So those storm surges just push right through. So right now, Houston's on the dirty side of the hurricane. So they're getting hit with some pretty heavy rains right now.
And
that's where the strong winds are.
Harvey.
I know. Such
Harvey's
a funny name.
The name. I know.
Because of the hurricane, oil refineries in Texas and Louisiana are shutting down till the storm blows through, which could mean some raising prices at the gas pump. So if you notice that, that could have something to do with the hurricane that's going on.
How do they shut down those big drills, Jeff? Do you know? Those just move, right? I think they float.
I think they can uncouple. But yeah, it's a boat.
Yeah. I never knew that. Yeah.
They'll evacuate the people too. I mean, it'll be like skeleton crew type of deals just to keep an eye on things.
Oh, helicopter and the people back in.
Mm-hmm. God, have we all seen Deepwater Horizon?
Yeah.
It's just still like watching Mark Wahlberg just be Mark Wahlberg.
Well, I thought it looked like a tempting job, obviously, other than them blowing up, which is a rarity. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's how high-end a mechanical gig is. I mean, you fly out when you go to work for your week, you fly out in a state-of-the-art helicopter. And it's all the best food on the boat. They have to have perks.
Yeah.
It's almost like hazard pay from being away from your family, because I think it's, I don't know if it's 2 weeks on, 1 week off, or
it's
something like that.
But I mean, I've been out there in the Gulf fishing, and you see when you get near a Friday or whenever it was, I think it was the Friday, you see the helicopters coming in and leaving.
Okay.
And they're like sweet looking helicopters. There's those really, you know, the ones that like rich executives have.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're interested in taking a job on a freighter because of the ride that you would get.
It's pretty sexy.
So well, you got the ride, you got awesome food.
How many people ride to work in a state of the art helicopter?
Yeah. And then the other thing for 2 weeks.
Copper. Yeah, and there's a nice gym and all those little amenities.
Yeah, I guess you're there
Believe
for
me,
weeks.
People have much grimier gigs that they do than that.
Yeah.
For less
Those guys
pay.
Get paid really well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. NASA is releasing video of Hurricane Harvey. It's shot from space. I guess the short video was taken aboard the International Space Station, and it shows the monster storm heading towards Central Texas. It's always so wild when they're able to capture that stuff. One of the astronauts on the ISS, he tweeted a couple of photos saying, God bless Texas. May you weather the storm as you always have. So that's just some good hope. And speaking of NASA, this week's Great American Eclipse, now the most watched event ever on the NASA website. 90 million people tuned in to check out stuff on NASA's website about the rare solar eclipse. It's nearly 7 times as many views as they have previously had. And Amazon is cutting prices at Whole Foods. The lower prices at the health food store are going to start this Monday, and it's on a selection of their best-selling grocery staples. This Monday is also when Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods closes. So that's when they take over the keys. So Amazon's calling the move a down payment on their vision of making Whole Foods a high-quality and organic food affordable. For everyone.
Yeah, we'll see.
The State Department says over a dozen American diplomats and family members in Cuba were affected by what's been described as a sonic attack. The State Department has said that they don't have details on the severity of the injuries, but that at least 16 people quote, experienced some kinds of symptoms.
Like deafness.
A sonic weapon, yeah. People have hearing loss.
Jeez.
So they're saying, was it bugged and it went, you know, something went south? It's really weird, the cryptic details. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, why would it happen after we warm up relations with the Cuban government? You know, it's like, why now?
I don't know.
So the way it worked is that U.S. diplomats, they were living in housing owned and maintained by the Cuban government. So it's all their stuff. And they started suffering unexplained losses of hearing starting back in 2016, fall of last year, almost a year ago. And they said that the officials have concluded that the diplomats have been attacked with an advanced sonic weapon that operated outside the range of audible sound. So you wouldn't hear it happening.
No, you'd be at the dinner table with everybody and Jeff would say something. I'd go, huh?
Right.
Huh? Eventually, yeah, that's crazy.
I think it's just wow. Gloria Estefan is the Cuban sound. Come on, everybody gonna do that conga. Any longer. People are like, I can't hear anything. it was enough that they pulled all the people out of those buildings.
Yes.
You know, evacuated those embassies.
Wow.
And I guess in retaliation, the U.S. has expelled two Cuban diplomats.
They're calling it mild traumatic brain injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And likely damage to the central nervous system. So
that's
people
like
are wondering,
forever.
Like, what's the level of permanence?
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed by the, well, you just sang the beginning of that song.
I'm actually the backup singer in a Gloria Estefan cover band.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. I was mm-hmm. like, holy smokes.
Conga, conga, conga. We're doing Waiting Room tonight.
Love that.
Go see, you know, conga, conga, conga at the Waiting Room tonight. Come
and
on.
And he gets on those big, like, flamingo-sleeved shirts.
I do.
And he hits the bongos. It is really
they
something.
They took the peanuts out of my maracas because I shake them too much. Oh. So they're basically just two empty maracas.
Yeah.
But I do have the giant floral sleeves, and I'm up there, you know,
you
shaking them.
You look so pretty in pink.
I don't even know where Gloria Estefan is from. She's probably not Cuban, is she? I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
Oh, she is. I nailed it.
Bam, you are a winner.
Yes. She's a Cuban-American.
Yeah, she lives in Florida. I think she's from, like, down in Florida. That's where a lot of those, the people who emigrated set up camp.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of you in, like, a flamingo pink, just ruffled sleeved shirt.
Yeah. And I'm wearing it for my shift.
Yes.
You see me at a stoplight. And I'm in my gear, like I'm going to my, you know, waiting tables gig in the tux. Mm-hmm. I have the conga line shirt. Mm-hmm. Got a gig tonight. Gloria Estefan cover band. Rhythm's going to get you.
I love it. It's going to get you. It does. It gets everybody.
Oh, and then
welcome,
I pull
passing.
Away and you see, going to get you. Personalized license
yes,
plate.
Personalized license plates.
You see me fighting down at the DMV because somebody already has it. I'm like, come on.
Who?
Who?
They're not going to tell you. Sir, we're not going to tell you. You're obviously in an agitated state. We're not going to give you the name of this.
Conga, conga.
Well, we
conga.
Hope these people are okay. I guess they're trying to figure out what it is. They think it might have been an LRAD. It's a long-range acoustic device. That law enforcement's experimented with. They call it a sound cannon.
Okay.
To disperse large groups of people where...
Where they were writing and stuff, right? Yeah.
Well, it's pain to the ears. So they can release a sound to break up crowds.
Okay. But this is a different level because these people wouldn't know. It was like such a... It was on a level, like it didn't register. Like you were getting sonically attacked, but like you
it's
weren't
like
registering it.
A dog whistle that goes, oh, yeah.
This is a little sound from their last show at the at the Slowdown.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Look at this. This is Jeff on his solo.
Here, you can play the hell out of this conga.
What people don't know is that that's Party on lead vocals. He does an amazing Gloria Estefan.
I'm just imagining our boss tuning on the radio expecting to hear new Taylor Swift. And he's hearing Gloria Estefan's Rhythm Gonna Get Ya. Let's let the audience decide.
All right, what else do we got going on?
Oh, just some good stuff. This weekend is the season finale of Game of Thrones. And if you're wondering a way to maybe celebrate it, Arby's has got a way to help.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
They're now on the Game of Thrones bandwagon. Select Arby's restaurants are making the season finale of Game of Thrones by serving up smoked turkey legs Sunday for $5.99 each.
And they're not really saying we're tied into Game of Thrones, but they are using a lot of the words like turkey is coming, like winter is coming. But they're one of nine restaurants, Arby's, one of nine in the country. There's only nine in the whole country doing this. They're going to have 150 giant turkey legs, and when they're gone, they're gone. So it starts on Sunday. Did you say Sunday at 5?
It's Sunday for $5.99.
Oh, for $5.99. Okay.
So $5.99 each. They're a pound. They're 1 pound drumsticks.
Yeah.
We don't have anyone close by. The closest would be Denver. But it's
completely understandably worth the 8-hour drive.
No.
Just going to say.
It's right here. It's 84th Street and West Center Road are going to be doing it. One of the nine restaurants, cities doing it.
In honor of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very Renaissance Fair. They never, to me, look cooked. Even the ones at the Renaissance Fair. And I know they are, but it's just something about the pinkness of the leg meat.
Because it's dark meat.
It just doesn't look cooked.
Yeah,
we just went to the state fair and they had smoked turkey legs. And I'm with you, Jeff. Like, you're just like, that just seems like a recipe for...
It's delicious.
I came down with something terrible from the state fair. Like, it'd be like going up to the sushi booth.
You know, ironically, it is the Arby's next to the old Ardan's / now Canfield's at 84th and Center.
They'll be doing it right there.
People have been tweeting saying, Jeff's talking about Ardan's, the old store, which is now Canfield's. That is where the Arby's is.
So you got to know, 150 legs, $5.99 a piece, and they're saying when they're gone, they are gone.
Would you go and get one? I know you're a turkey leg. I mean, you like turkey legs.
I like getting turkey legs for, you know, like occasional things like the festivals, the medieval
Renaissance Fair.
The Renaissance Fair and stuff. Yeah, I go into Arby's and getting it. I don't know if I'm going to be...
It'd just be kind of funny because it's Game of Thrones. I mean, it'd be funny to actually get one of those and sit down. And I mean, if you did like smoked turkey legs, to get one.
Yeah, you're lazy. You're not going to go. It's not
only 150. I'm not going to wait in line.
Got all excited about the story. And then we're like, are you going to go to do it?
Just trying to get it right. No, everybody, go get yourself some smoked turkey legs.
So instead, maybe you can grab yourself a bucket of KFC, unless you don't like what it says about you. According to a new study, if you're reaching for that bucket of fried chicken, you might be lonely. I should forward this on to my husband.
Well, people certainly eat fast food as food therapy, right? You feel down. Women buy shoes. We buy a bucket of chicken.
The next time you start feeling those pangs of loneliness, before you reach for your wallet and the nearest face on the grocery store shelf, you might want to consider calling a friend instead. They say that's the deal, according to researchers, that if there's a face on the label, it was perceived more likable by people who are kind of lonely. So like if you go and, you know, like let's say it's Aunt Jemima or what's the Quaker Oats guy. But the deal is with KFC, there's the Colonel. They're waiting for you. You're not alone. You're with the Colonel.
KFC's always sold the bucket as a family meal. Like go get a bucket of chicken. You're not just feeding yourself. You show up with a bucket. You're feeding. You're a provider when you walk in with the bucket.
Oh, yes.
Now, if I get a bucket of chicken and eat it myself, I'm sure I'm going to feel really lonely at the end of the meal. When I'm alone
and sick
and feel sick and I'm like, well, that didn't fill the hole.
No, it's never going to. Oh boy.
I just thought it was interesting. They found that when there was a face on the label, it was perceived as more likable than the brands that didn't. So they like gave people an opportunity like
Wendy's.
Yes. Like the idea of like ads with and without faces, and the lonelier and more isolated the person was, the stronger they had about the brand with the face on it. Like the lonelier you were, the more you were like, I'm going to go to Burger King.
Which ones have faces though?
Well, you got Wendy's, you've got KFC. See, that's a good question because I want to say that's it. Well, I guess if you go to different places like Big Boy
or something, you know, like that. But I mean, a lot of them, I mean, like Taco Bell is just a bell. I mean, I don't know. Like, would Panda Express count? I mean, that's a face, but it's a panda. Like, you're like, panda's my friend.
Whoever did this research is fired. That's the end of the story. And there will be no chicken at the meeting. It's going to be a short one.
But they said it was the same thing for grocery stores. for grocery stores, people like with loneliness, people tended to pick items in the grocery that had faces
on it.
Well,
we know that breakfast cereal, this is almost like old world advertising, breakfast cereal with faces was the eyes were aimed downward toward children.
Uh-huh.
And that was supposed to be the come on advertising of all of those characters are looking at the kid going, come on, kid, tell your mom to buy me. I mean, isn't that as a child, that was our original pull of the thing you wanted to buy at the store, sugar cereal.
Yeah. Captain Crunch. Yeah.
That stuff is like, it's still the siren call. You try to avoid that aisle. The kids are like, we got to go to the breakfast aisle. I'm like, that's just candy in a breakfast box.
Come on, mom. We need to get diabetes.
Right. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. Thank you, Molly. 402-938-9400. Your high day going to be roughly about 81 degrees, all right? If you're looking for something to do, make sure you check out Conga tonight.
Rain should be out, you know, through the early afternoon. But tomorrow morning, looking like early morning, some showers that hopefully will blow through.
Yes, and then they're saying possibly in the evening, too. So hopefully that does not happen. Mayweather-McGregor fights tomorrow night. That's going to be a blast. We'll see what happens. Everybody's kind of hating on it right now. Saying just a waste of money, waste of time.
It's $100.
Yep, $100.
For a fight that you wonder, you know, when they actually finally ring the bell.
Yeah.
What is it? Coverage starts at 9?
Yeah.
You host a party, though. I mean, then that's like worth the $100. I mean,
yeah,
throwing out the entertainment, tell your buddies to bring booze. Like, I'll buy the fight, but, you know, we'll all chip in on food.
It's smacks of the old Tyson deals where you get beer, you get your friends over. You didn't want to be the one that threw the money down and hosted.
Yes.
Because the Tyson fight would be over in 60 seconds, and guys would be like, I'm not giving you my $20.
Yeah. I mean, so I remember going to those fights, and people asking $20 at the
door. We're saying, get your money. If you're hosting the party, get the money first.
Yeah, that is the plan. All right, 8:22. We're going to get you qualified here coming up soon for that wonderful trip in sandals. You get to pick the sandals, by the way, but it's 4 days, luxury included, Mon. Just keep us for that sounder. Be call number 9. 402-938-9400. That's into this show.
Listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1. Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Start your day with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, or the sweet and savory big breakfast platter. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. See store for details.
Big day?
Yeah.
I have a lot on my plate.
I can see that. McGriddles, hash browns, and a coffee?
Well, I do have a big to-do list.
Well, I have a big to-do list, too. Crispy hash browns, fluffy eggs.
That's your to-do list?
Part of it. I also have crispy bacon, flaky biscuits, freshly brewed.
Quench your morning thirst with your favorite soft drink, any size for just $1, and pair with an Egg McMuffin or sausage biscuit only at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, a la carte only, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hey folks, it's the Gannon Party talking about the value of tourism in Omaha, Nebraska. There's a website called whattourismlookslike.com. Just spreading the word and doing a good job of explaining the importance of how it affects restaurants, hotels, all the people that are employed by tourism. It's almost 12 million people visiting Omaha during an average year, and they spend about $5.2 million every night, about $6.7 million spent in the day, and that goes toward paying our taxes down. Visitors spend about $226 million in Omaha hotels each year, and it keeps us employed. So if you have a hand in spreading the word and getting people to come, bring their tourism dollar to Omaha, Nebraska via a conference or a reunion, let them know, and there's some great tips to do it at whattourismlookslike.com.
Yeah, because tourism in Omaha is very, very important. We don't want to keep Omaha a hidden secret any longer. I mean, think about this, all right? So we ever go to the airport or want to book a trip out of here, and you're like, gosh, I wish there was like a nonstop destination to wherever. Well, the more people that come to this town in tourism opens up more opportunities and more destinations in which we can fly in and out of. So, yeah, make sure you tell your friends, your family, to come for a visit. Stop in and check out Omaha. We love it. So let's not keep it a secret any longer. Check it out. Everything right there. It's whattourismlookslike.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration every Tuesday where if you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary. While supplies last, additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Summertime's all about easy living at Casey's General Stores. We know how busy it can get, so make it simple and order online through the Casey's app. Don't forget to check out all of the new items available to order online, including our breaded pork sandwich, chicken tenders, potato cheese bites, hamburgers, and more. Right now, get two large made-from-scratch single-topping pizzas for only $20. Casey's, famous for pizza.
At Creighton University, our academic programs are recognized nationally for excellence and innovation. Creighton's outstanding undergraduate research opportunities, internships, and clinicals provide students with a chance to explore, create, and discover new knowledge. With business, law, healthcare, and multiple degree options in the arts and sciences, you will leave Creighton ready to begin your career. And our students form a passionate community ready to contribute something meaningful to the world while in college and after graduation. Visit creighton.edu to learn more about the Creighton experience.
When you treat people well, they tend to like that. That's why 96% of CarMax buyers say they'd recommend them to a friend. And that's a good thing, because in this world, your reputation tends to stick with you. When you get a
sweater vest? That you?
Oh boy, here we go.
I haven't seen you since graduation.
Good to see you too, Tom the Bomb.
Hey, guys, check it out. It's sweater vest.
See what I mean? Anyway, the point is CarMax has a good reputation. CarMax. Drive what's possible.
Join the thousands of ex-smokers who are living and breathing healthier with Generation V.
Generation V.
Nebraska's premier vape store with friendly, personalized customer service and the largest selection of vaporizers and premium e-liquid flavors in the state.
Generation V.
Make the switch at your one-stop shop for all things vapor. Visit one of four locations.
Generation V.
78th and Dodge or 144th and West Maple in Omaha and 56th and South Street or 17th and O Street in Lincoln.
Keep your most valuable possession secure with a customized security system from Security Equipment, Inc., SEI. Whether you are home or away, you can trust SEI to protect your home or business. Visit SEI-security.com for more details. SEI, your known security partner.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own.
on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
I don't like your
31. Your high day is going to reach about 81 degrees-ish. That's kind of like the story for the whole weekend. Kind of soggy here and there. But this morning it's supposed to clear up and then get much nicer in the afternoon. All right, so there you have it with that. Tomorrow, wet possibly in the morning and the afternoon as well. What you're listening to right is brand new Taylor Swift. If you want to hear more of it, just make sure you hang out and listen to Channel 94.1. It's called Look What You Made Me Do, for a new album coming out in November called Reputation. So if you guys have been waiting with bated breath, we've got it right here. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Use a mint.
Here we go.
Bated breath. What you made me do. A good thing. What you made me do.
What you just made me do. They're giving. So
who's she firing at? What's the speculation?
Kanye, that's the thing. So the snake emoji was a thing between like Kim Kardashian and Taylor back in 2016 when there was that whole dust up when Kanye called Taylor a, you know, remember, I made that bee famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, I never, that is terrible. And he's like, you said it was cool. And then there was like this whole back and forth. I guess Kim Kardashian has blocked the snake emoji from her social media today.
No, I would think Kanye would love that attention though.
He hasn't been fun.
The whole world is paying attention to a new Taylor Swift song, and there's, you know, and we think it's about Kanye. He's gonna love it.
Oh, you bet.
It's all about me. So the snake emoji, apparently that snake meant something.
Okay.
That was, so that, like, that is like a, that, that when this all went down between Taylor Swift and Kanye, all of Kanye and Kim's fans flooded Taylor Swift with snake emojis saying that she was a snake for pretending like she didn't know what he was talking about. So this is her firing back saying, oh, I'm the snake? Okay. I'll take it.
Look
now
what
I
you
own
made
it.
Me do.
All right. So I don't hear the, I'm too sexy for my shirt. That's what they're saying is in here.
Yeah. That's the, so they gave credit to what? So Said Fred or,
Right Said Fred had a song.
Too sexy.
And so that's in the song somehow?
That's what they're claiming, that that drop that she's like, look what you made me do is, I don't know, it's, it resembles it close enough that they gave him co-writing. They gave him co-credit.
So that's just a lyric, not sonically.
No, here, but listen to it. Here it comes. Wait, no, I guess it's not here. I thought it was, this is the Taylor Swift isn't here right now.
Too sexy.
But when she does this next part.
Because she's dead.
Look here. What you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. All right, I see it.
I hear it.
Yeah. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. All right, I am too sexy for your shirt.
They must have, because I mean,
for your shirt.
Taylor Swift and that Jack Aronoff who produced this with her, I mean, they gave him credit, so there must be enough of that lick
you just made me do.
All right, so that's brand new music from Taylor Swift. Look what you made me do. All
I'm
right.
actually really digging it. At
Are
first, I was
it?
Like, I didn't know. Like when I first heard it, I was like, I don't know. And now it's like getting under my skin.
Mm. You ran it down. Now you like it.
I didn't run it down. I said I was like, I wasn't sure. Like it's just a weird sound for her. I mean, she's definitely gone dark on this one. So maybe that speaks to my dark side.
And this is the first single released off of the new Taylor Swift album. And traditionally, sometimes the first single that they release to radio isn't the strongest.
It's the hit, yeah.
And this is not.
Yeah.
So the follow-up usually, I mean, that bodes well if people like this, that what's the next song?
It's supposed to be, as always, the bigger hit. So
the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
So this weekend on Sunday, the big musical event, MTV's Video Music Awards, are taking place, and with Taylor Swift dropping her new single, "Look What You Made Me Do," some are speculating that maybe this could be Taylor Swift's return. So she could possibly take the stage. The rumor mill started swirling when it was announced last month that Katy Perry would be hosting.
Isn't it a pretty much a long shot rumor, though?
I think so. She has a history, though, of saving her biggest moments for the VMAs, Taylor Swift. So she famously skipped last year's edition, but in 2015, she surprised audiences with coming out during Nicki Minaj's performance. So she has done this before. So that's why people are like, could she maybe she won't do look what you made me do.
But she does
something. But she could maybe jump on stage with someone. You
know? Here's the mashup of Taylor Swift, Look What Made You Do, and I'm Too Sexy.
But I got smarter.
I would have never heard that if I listened to that song 1,000 times. But it's enough there that obviously she credited them.
Yeah. Yes.
It was an 80s band called Right Said Fred. Actually, 1991. I'm Too Sexy from a shirt. It was like a guy on a runway.
Yeah,
isn't
it
Fashion Week in Omaha? I'm sure it was playing last night down there.
Now, when they do the crediting
on the runway,
do they have somebody listening to that whole song and then go, all right, that sounds like that. We need to, you know, give this guy credit just to eliminate any type of lawsuits?
They lifted the sample.
They did.
So they came to him.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to use your sample. Is that cool? You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm sure money or something changed hands.
I never heard that.
Yeah. So I guess that was the deal. So, because he's like all excited. He's like, oh, I think it's so marvelous. I think I was so, you know.
All right.
So I guess if you take the words off, it's the same beat.
The same beat, yeah.
So that's the, I know, because it's not the same. It's not how you do it.
I'm surprised nobody remade that song, because it was really sort of a weird standalone, I'm Too Sexy for Musher.
Yeah, that came out. There's nothing like it.
And I do my little thing on the catwalk.
On the catwalk.
It was very Derek Zoolander.
Yeah.
But it wasn't supposed to be like ironic, right? Or funny.
I don't know. It is now. So
I mean, there were guys wearing like leather shorts and mesh half shirts, and they were serious.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you do. When you're at Right Said Fred, that's what you do.
You bet.
You wear leather pants, leather short pants,
like you do,
and a mesh half shirt.
That's what I do.
Lady Gaga has got she has a new music or new documentary coming out, that's going to be airing on Netflix September 22nd. And she teased yesterday a couple clips, just short little snippets. And the deal is that it's like a behind the scenes look at Lady Gaga that she's letting people in a way she's never let, you know, I guess exposed herself before. She even said that she hasn't watched the whole thing. That when we all watch it as fans or curious people, that we will be seeing a part of her that she hasn't even seen.
Think how far we've all evolved with Lady Gaga, some of us Neanderthals. I remember there was a time when we thought she had testicles.
Yeah.
Did you remember?
There was that joke.
Molly, you were on board. You were speculating.
No.
Remember there was a photo of her on stage and people were like... Does she have trucker nuts?
Yes. That everyone thought she did.
Excuse me. Your balls are showing.
Yeah, but then we realized she didn't.
Yes, she does not.
I don't think.
Not that there would be anything wrong with it.
Oh, if you got them, ladies, flaunt them.
Well, one of the clips is, it's an audio clip, and she's on the phone with a friend by the name of Brandon, and she's crying, talking about how lonely she feels, how alone it is, how all day long, you know, she's out in the public, out in the, you know.
It's lonely up here at the top.
And then it actually, you know, to go along with lonely at the top, shows a clip of her riding in a crane to the top of the Houston Dome before her big scene at the Super Bowl last year where she dove, allegedly, from the roof.
Yep.
So that's a cutaway of how, like, alone she is.
I'll go cry on a bag of money.
I know.
Give me a break.
I know.
Now she's... She wanted all the attention. She had to go in and out of places, walk in one door in an outfit and come out in a different. I mean, she created
Lying
this. So, sorry.
You know, wearing a meat dress.
Yeah. And by the way...
Excuse me. Your balls are showing.
See,
well, we do apologize
that.
For that. We
and
apologize for that. It was the angle of the photo. We were swept up in it. I think this was like 2008 or 7.
I'm excited to see the documentary, though. Actually,
Molly, you won't even watch it once, but
I will.
We appreciate you feigning interest.
No, no, no. I think I will. Like, I watched the clips yesterday. I watched all four of them or listened to them or whatever. One of them is she's in a doctor's office and she looks really serious and she's sitting there like in the gown. And then the deal is that she is, getting like something done on her face, but it's not like plastic surgery. It's apparently she's been suffering. Lady Gaga has been suffering pain. She's like, I know we don't want you to feel like a tiger is tearing at your face anymore. I'm like, oh my God, is that what it feels like?
We're going to put a little Botox in there so you don't feel the pain. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah,
I think?
Uh-huh, exactly. Wink.
Well, wow. So this is coming out in September, you said? Or?
September 22nd, it'll be streaming on Netflix.
You know, Netflix is doing a lot more of those musical, artist documentaries. I enjoy them. So this one, I don't know if I'll watch, but let me know how it is, huh? Hey.
Lady Gaga. Yeah. So after news broke this week that Amy Schumer renegotiated her Netflix stand-up special pay, some were saying that it had to do with the fact that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle each got paid $20 million. And she has taken to Instagram to clear things up. She's like, you know what? I don't think I should get paid as much as like comedy legends like Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. I just was going back and, you know, she's like, I didn't ask for the same as my friends. I did ask for more than Netflix's original offer. And apparently they gave it to her because they came back and did it. But it was her Leather special, which I don't know if either of you guys have watched it.
I haven't seen
on Netflix.
It yet.
Uh-uh. It's good. It's really funny. She comes out and she's like in this black leather, you know, two-piece, you know, like pants. And she's like, every comic has to have a leather special, you know, because don't you remember Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, he did his.
So it was a funny, you know, it was a funny nod to the fact that like...
Yeah, but she does always like to dress herself apparently uncomfortable. Like, you know, and then she spends the first 10 minutes complaining about what she's wearing.
I know.
I'm wearing this.
I don't think I mean, it was a little bold wearing the... I mean, the point was Eddie Murphy came out in leather, and it was like, dude, Elvis? But then he rocked.
Yeah, it was raw.
I mean, it's an epic stand-up performance that motivated a generation of people to become comedians. Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, yeah.
Delirious and raw?
Mm-hmm. You bet. What is he doing
but
now?
But the Schumer's, that stand-up bit, that's not Chappelle level.
Yeah, no. And she's not saying that. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I want this to be clear. Amy Schumer at no point was like, hi, you know, but I think it was like, well, if there's $20 million rolling around for these two guys, then there's got to be more coins in the couch for my special. And that was her thing.
She wanted
wasn't
more
coming back
than the $11 million they were going to give her.
Exactly.
USA Today, yesterday, though, of course, immediately came out with an opinion piece. Amy Schumer deserves whatever pay she asks for.
I saw that. Yeah.
You go, girl.
I mean, does she deserve $20 million? No. I mean,
well, let's
honestly
listen to her. I mean, the bit is that it should be like any kind of consumption. You're like, is that 11 more? Is that north of $11 million good?
Well,
I guess it's up to the execs
money
at Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real scope. I mean, it's all funny money at this point. Like, what's your comp? Like, how do you compare? You're like, well, we gave... I mean, $20 million is just bananas, too. I mean, at that point,
that's
it's all just like... I think you're just making up numbers at that point. Whatever number makes you happy.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.